You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thank is here for an interview because he has just released his new track, Come Home, which is very exciting. So we're going to play the track for you, Come Home, and then after that, we can have a little interview and chat about it.
I can feel my body turn. Come home. Even though the world is burning. Just come home. I can feel my body turn. You are my love.
And that was Bank's new track, Come Home, featuring Shalu. It was just released today. Very exciting. And Bank is here in studio to kind of chat about it, which is very cool. Hello, how are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Very exciting to have you here. I mean, you're kind of blowing up on Spotify at the moment. You just got 5 million hits in May for your track. You had a track in May.
What, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
5 million track, like 5 million in May, which is pretty exciting. And I mean, even all your other tracks as well in Spotify blowing up in heaps. And you've played Laneway, you've played R&B, You've played a lot of shows and now you've released a new track. How is it all going?
It's great. Yeah, it's crazy to just watch the progression over the last like 2 months. It's just been mental. But yeah, loving it. Loving shows, loving music as a career.
Yeah. It must be pretty exciting because, I mean, you're an engineering student, right?
And yeah, chemical engineering.
It's a pretty change of career, yeah. So it must be pretty exciting. You must be pretty into your music and definitely shows. How was the collaborating with Shalou with this new track?
It was great. It went so smooth. I think I was over in LA. It was about 2 months ago. I was there for like 3 weeks. In the studio every day with different people, and I hadn't made a good song the whole time, and I was so down about it. And this was the last day before I flew out. We just sat in the studio and banged it out in a day. We were both big fans of each other before it had happened, so it was good to get in with them. I sort of knew that something good was going to happen.
Yeah, that must be pretty cool. I mean, because most of your songs, you just do them by yourself, right?
Yeah, all by myself.
Yeah, so it must be kind of be a nice change to have someone and kind of bounce ideas off them.
Yeah, it's so good. It's also super scary as well. It really depends on the person in the room. It's kind of like speed dating. You don't really know like who you're going to get until you get there. But yeah, this time it worked out perfectly.
Worked out really well. Yeah, no, cool. So this song was kind of just made in a day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I guess, how do you kind of describe what the song is?
We wrote it like completely subconsciously. He was on the piano and he sort of laid down some chords and melody, and then I wrote all the initial lyrics and started singing it, and then we swapped over and he sung it and I went and finished all the production. But I think it was more, the whole thing's kind of about, we're both in the situation where I live in New Zealand, he lives in Chicago, but we both know that LA is like the place where we should be if we want to really progress. And so we were both sort of torn about leaving our like comfortable lives, like possibly a little mundane, but just like risking it, moving, especially for me, like moving from Auckland to LA is pretty massive.
Yeah.
And so the whole song is just about like being home and like the feelings that go with like where your home is and like where's your place in the world.
Yeah,
type sort of thing.
I guess like home is one of like a core thing, you know, even if you're traveling for a few weeks, you're still like, you have that home in the back of your mind.
It's always in your head. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you'd move over to LA then, or?
You know what? I think I have to. I think if I, because I love doing production for other people too, it can often get pretty repetitive if you're, or just monotonous. If I'm constantly trying to make something for myself, you have to stick to one sound, and it's hard to like constantly make something in the same vein. So I really like making music for other people. And if I'm over there, it's just so easy
so much easier for
someone to be like, this person needs a producer now, or like, you've got the session, like, can you do it tomorrow type thing. And when I was over there, that sort of stuff was happening, but when I'm back here, it doesn't work like that. So
I guess Auckland is a pretty small city.
As much as I love Auckland.
How do you think that your kind of music production has progressed since, because you first started out in like 2015? It's been 2 years. How do you think kind of it's progressed? Do you think it's changed much or kind of stuck the same?
I just think I was bad back in 2015. Like, that was literally 6 months after I got the software, I started releasing music. I think I was just, I don't know what I was. I look back at the music and I still like it, but I was just so bad at mixing and mastering and all the sort of technical stuff that comes with it. I didn't really have, I just learned everything off of YouTube. So I'm definitely a lot technically better now, and I've still got a lot of like room for improvement. But it's funny watching for myself to look back at it, because quite often if I listen to my songs, it's about, oh my god, how did I, like, why did I put this out?
But I mean, people did think it was good, and so you've definitely
so that's reassuring. It still like doesn't really, it's only like, I only really care what I still, I obviously care about the people who listen to my music, but it's still like whatever's in my head, I'm like, damn, that song's so shitty. Like, I wish it wasn't out there.
Yeah, I guess everyone has that self doubt, like, no, it's bad.
Yeah, exactly. So it's great to have people come through and say that it's they enjoyed it. Yeah,
yeah, cool. And you direct all your videos yourself as well.
I directed all of them apart from the What You Need one, yeah, which was fantastic. That's that was Jason exciting. Bock, he's amazing.
How's that kind of been doing that? Like, you do music, you do your videos, that's pretty.
I just love, like, I love music videos and cinematography and all. I love all the stuff that surrounds the music thing as well, like all the marketing side. So I've always wanted to do everything, like, from the ground up as much as I can.
Yeah, cool. And so with this release of your new track, Come Home, you also are releasing a New Zealand tour dates, which
yes,
is pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. I haven't been on my own New Zealand tour yet, so it's cool to finally.
Yeah, like your hometown, get to play here in New Zealand, so it's pretty cool.
Exactly, yeah.
And so your 1st and 2nd of September, Auckland,
yeah.
Wellington.
Yeah, Auckland, Wellington. I've also got a show in Christchurch on the 24th.
Cool, yeah. That's really cool. That must be exciting to play in New Zealand and kind of celebrate with the people that kind of made you, you
exactly
know?
Yeah.
So no, that's very exciting, and I guess it's very exciting as well with the new release of your track, and I hope it all goes well, and I'm
thank
sure it will
much.
And so thank you very much for coming in, Mac. It's great to meet you, and it's great for you to be here.
Of course, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.